In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Kiah, and as we said, the whole readings of the whole month is from the first chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke. And the first week, we heard about the annunciation of the birth of St. John the Baptist. Today is we hear about his birth. And one of the statements that was said about him witnessing to this prophet, who was counted as the greatest born of women, that we hear St. Luke saying about it. So the child grew and became strong in spirit. And this is something is very interesting, that here the gospel is giving account how they were watching over this boy growing and getting more strong in the spirit. We all pay attention to our children if they go physically. Every one of us watches very well over the weight of his children and maybe their mental development and their intellect, and seeing how maybe they are far exceeding their peers compared to them. But who of us actually watch and look at this particular point that our children are growing and getting strong in spirit? Not even like looking to our children. What about ourselves? Do we care to watch and monitor our spirits and see if really it's getting stronger and maybe you are growing, we are now more mature spiritually? Something that we need today to think about it and to watch if we really, this is, we consider it as something important, that we grow spiritually, that we get more mature as much as we come closer to God. So today, let us ask this question and try to answer it together. What are the signs of spiritual maturity? It's very easy for any person to get deceived in himself, thinking that maybe if he read the Bible or some verses in it, that he is now spiritually mature enough. And this is something is very hard actually for a man to see by himself, that am I a spiritually mature person or not. There are certain signs that can help us to judge ourselves and see if we are spiritually mature or not. The first sign is that people who are spiritually mature, they value unity behind everything else. They are focused on this particular point. They value the unity in their houses, in their churches, wherever they are, wherever they go. We hear St. Paul rebuking the people of Corinth for this particular reason. He's saying to them, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babies in Christ." Why he regarded them as babies? "I fed you with milk and not with solid food." This says very well that they are not spiritually mature. Why? "For until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men?" So here he is saying the reason very clearly. Because they have strife and envy, and there are divisions, he considered them as babies in Christ. They are not spiritually mature yet. And sometimes we see this very, very common, that our houses maybe are divided simply because we are not spiritually mature. Sometimes in the churches we find people are making groups, and this is belonging to this person, and this belonging to this person, simply because of one reason, we are not spiritually mature. And so on and so forth. We go over this with many, many examples. Whenever we are really growing in spirit, we value unity, because this is what God intended for all of us to be. He intended for all of us to be His body, and His body cannot be divided. The more we understand this, the more we will value unity. The more we will be able to make any sacrifices necessary in order to keep the unity, the one body, in our houses and our churches and wherever we are. The second sign of spiritual maturity is the people who are spiritually mature, they are self-disciplined. They are self-disciplined. They know what to do, what they should be doing, based on the motives from inside them. Look at St. Paul, what he's saying about himself. "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached it to others, I myself should become disqualified." He was always keeping an eye on his self-discipline, disciplining his body and bringing it into subjection. You know something, if you are really getting mature spiritually, when you feel, I want to pray without somebody to push me. I want to go to the church because I want to do that. I want to grow in knowing God because this is my desire. I do not want somebody to remind me what I should be doing in order to come closer to God. This is how spiritual mature people, they behave. They are self-disciplined. They do not need somebody to like to tell them what to do and when to do it and how to do it. And they keep an eye on this self-discipline all the years of their lives. St. Paul, he was the greatest preacher in his time. But meanwhile, he was still thinking of himself that even after I preach it to everyone, I'm still keeping an eye on myself, lest I would be disqualified. Actually, this verse is very important to those people who speak about salvation in a moment. They say, once saved, you are always saved. If St. Paul was very cautious, lest he might be disqualified, then what about ourselves? How then we can say anything that we should keep an eye on ourselves as well? He was a man that is self-disciplined. He doesn't need anybody to remind him. And he kept this in mind. He didn't consider that because I preach it to others. I kept on serving and witnessing to the Lord all of the years of my life. Then I am exempted. I don't have to do anything. It's enough for me. He always considered himself that he is in need to also watch over himself and discipline himself. The third sign of spiritual maturity is denying self and despising honor. It is very hard, actually. At the beginning, usually, maybe we do services or we do things or in order only to gain praises from the people. If we feel like we are discouraged, if people do not welcome what we do, if we hear many criticism, then we might go and say, I'm not going to continue this. But actually, when we grow spiritually, when we get more mature, we despise honor. We are not in need. We gain our satisfaction just from the mere fact that we are serving the Lord and we know Him and we love Him. Look here at the disciples, how they change spiritually from the time before the Christ was ascended to heaven to the time when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Before, when Christ was living, they came debating with Him, who is the greatest? Then who is better, me or Peter? Peter or John? John or James? But after the Lord ascended to heaven, and the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they started to grow spiritually and get more mature, when St. John and St. Peter, they went and raised the man who was lame, then the people start to honor them. Look here how they answered. They said to the people, men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Why look so intently at us as though by our own power or godliness we had made this man walk? We do not need the honor anymore. We do not need anybody to greet us and say, hail to you, O saints of Christ. We do not need to consider and think who is now greater than the other person. When we grow spiritually, when we get more mature, actually we'll find it very easy to despise the honor and to deny ourselves. Look at St. John the Baptist giving us the best example. When his disciples came and said to him, look, the one whom you baptized in the Jordan River is baptizing others as well. At that time, he answered as a spiritually mature person. Yes, this is what I came for. I came that he might increase and I will decrease. The more we grow spiritually, the more we will be able to say it. He should increase. He is the one who should gain all the glory. And we should decrease in comparison to him. The fourth sign of spiritual maturity, people are spiritually mature, are receptive to instruction and open to correction. Here, David speaking and praying to God, saying to him, search me, O God, and know my heart, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The more we rebel against correction, the more we understand about ourselves that we are not mature. There is no spiritually mature person who finds difficulty in receiving instructions or he is open to correction. The more I grow in my relationship with God, the more I will feel I am in need for others to come and say, maybe you need to do this. The more I will feel like I want to go and run to my father of confession and ask him what he thinks, what I should be doing. The more we will understand our limitation and we will acknowledge our limitation. But actually, when we are still babies in Christ, we feel like we are okay, we are fine. Every word of correction might infuriate us. Everything of like a word of criticism might make an enmity with those people who criticize us. Every comment maybe from my father of confession might make me to say, I'm not going to go to the church anymore. I will change my father of confession. I'm not happy this way. The more we grow spiritually, the more we will receive correction. We will be receptive to it. Actually, we will welcome it. The more we are still babies in Christ, the more we rebel against these instructions and corrections, and we will run from it. The last sign that we are going to speak about today, about how a man should judge himself being spiritually mature or not, is those people who are mature, they understand the real gain in life. And this is a very, very hard thing. Find the whole world, everyone is setting his own gain after the desire of his heart. Look here at St. Paul in his spiritual maturity saying about this. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish that I may gain Christ. He counted every gain in life as rubbish compared to I want to know Christ. This is the real gain in life. Then let us ask ourselves, how much do we sell Christ? Every day, sometimes we sell him as cheap as maybe a party or something like this. It's very easy that maybe you sacrifice the liturgy or sacrifice spending time in a church or sacrifice time when they read the Bible with a movie in the TV or a time where we go and party outside. It is not that issue. It's not a real problem. Why? Because we still do not understand what is the real gain in life. We sacrifice Christ very easily for a relationship, for a boy or a girl, that it's very easy to say, okay, why not? I will go after this person and maybe I'll change my denomination at all. And we speak about these things about God loves everybody, we love God, and all of these things that doesn't make any sense. So here, what is the real problem? The real problem is we do not understand what is the real gain. If we know what is the real gain, if our hearts are set to search for the truth, we will consider everything in life as rubbish if compared to the knowledge of Christ. So today here the Bible is telling us about St. John the Baptist, a statement that we all have to keep in mind to think about ourselves. This boy, he grew and it became strong in spirit. Let us all, in the end of this year, think of ourselves. Do we care to grow spiritually? Where we are from this spiritual maturity? We have 5 signs very common in the people who are spiritually mature. They value unity. They are self-disciplined. They deny themselves and despise honor. They are receptive to instruction, open to correction. And lastly, they understand the real gain in life. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.